to see through that malarkey. And I'm not going to, my thing is this, when you've been as many years, and I think all of us is up in age, and Dr. Demery, I know you older than Salt Pepper too.
Anyway, yeah. He said and so anyway.
And I know that we have seen things change. Stop it, Anne. We have seen things. I'm trying to make a point. We have seen things come and go. We have heard lies after lies after lies after lies. Anybody will say something to get into politics. Church folk do the same thing. Pastors rally and they politic. Okay? I promise I'll do this and I'll correct this. And no, they ain't correcting nothing because they need to be corrected. Period. When you have charlatans that have inner issues, who do not care about this nation, about this people, all they care about now, from what I'm looking at, okay, what I'm visualizing and what I'm studying, calling my sixth sense, but you can tell a liar standing up there fixing his mouth, singing a tune, and you know he's not going nowhere with it, okay? Mm-hmm. And my thing is this, they singing all this stuff and nothing is resolved down to the eons of time. Yeah, they do things to make it look like it's going to be okay. But when rubber meets the road, when you get to the real nitty gritty, they start backpedaling, okay? And I look.
They're never held accountable.
And then this too, all of them, if you want to do history on records on who did what and who shot John and who slept with who and who, you know, traffic here, listen, they are blowing the whistle of the activities of the White House. And I'm talking about, these are people on the inside. And I may have to be careful talking about this, but look, it's all over. They're talking about it themselves. Mm. They are blowing the whistle on some of these folks who's holding, stomping gavels, stepping in the arenas of power. They are crooked. They are liars. They have a secret life they want to call secret. That is not secret, and it's being exposed. So that lets me know they are about filthy lucre. The love of money is the root of evil. They're about power and control.
Money,
it's not
power,
about
fame.
What's going to be good for Cecilia or for this panel. I looked at something I told my daughter. I had her laughing with them making this artificial food, and I told you GMO. I'm going to be looking like a GMO before it's over with. They're telling people, don't grow food in your garden, even though it's your own land, because they have an agenda, because of the products that they're making is to cause something to happen within the human system. We are so enamored of what they're doing in the White House that we're not seeing what the underlying, what's really going on. Okay? Mm-hmm. And so we have got to wake up. I can't focus on them because they're going to be barking at each other all the time. Mm-hmm. It is what it is. And I know we have to look at politics the way it is. We think it's going to be best for us. But right now, it's the way it's looking, it's going to be best for them. It's not going to be what's best for us. It's going to be what's best for them. And yes, I'm your boss up there, Biden. I'm your boss. Yeah, you might have the president up there, but I hired you.
Well, you know, like you said, you're entitled to your opinion, but I'm keeping score here. And to me, the Democrats are winning. They are trying to get something done. But see, you have to understand, if you do not have the majority in the Congress, it's hard to get anything done. Who is threatening to take away your Social Security? It's not the Democrats. Okay. Who's trying to cut your Medicare? It's not the Democrats. It's not the Democrats. I'm telling you, Dr. Sims, what I know. It is not the Democrats that's doing it.
No, I understand.
Okay? And you look at the corruption. Let me finish. You look at the corruption, and I'm keeping score right here, and you got more scandals that's going on with the Republicans than you do the Democrats. I'm keeping score. I watch this stuff. When you talk, you got clowns like Marjorie Taylor Greene. Are you kidding me? You got clowns like Matt Gaetz and Jim Jordan and Paul Gosar and all these cats. And look at this. And now, when is the last time a president had as many scandals as Trump did? Look at all of his people. He only hired the best people, and look at, and a whole bunch of them went to prison. A whole bunch. When's the last time any president had that to happen? Name me one. It didn't happen with Kennedy.
Bill Clinton. Bill Clinton.
He didn't have that many people go to jail. Now, Bill Clinton had his own stuff going on, but I'm going to tell you something else. When Bill Clinton, when Bill Clinton left the White House, this country was in a surplus. When is the last time that happened? Every time there's a Republican in the White House in control, it is a deficit. It is every time. I'm telling you right there. When President Obama got into the White House, do you know what the stock market was? It was at 8,000. Okay. It dropped from 17,000 down to 8,000 when Bush was in the White House. Obama brought it all the way back up to 19,000 people, and Trump rode the wave all the way up. He had an easy ride on that. I'm telling you exactly what happened. Dr. Dimmer, you got any thoughts here?
A news break.
We can't hear you. We cannot hear you.
Oh, man. How about now?
Better.
There you go.
Okay.
Yeah, that's better.
Okay.
Well, I have a news break. This is changing the subject just a little bit.
But go ahead.
Something that we need to be aware of, and it's one of the subjects that I talked about in church today, and that was, some of you may remember, some of us a little older than others. In 1963, 60 years ago today, on the 15th of September, we remember the 16th Street Baptist Church, a bombing that took place. Four girls were killed. And we need to remember that story is a part of not Black history, not a part of American history, because this is Mexican Heritage Month, but it's America's history. That those four little girls were killed by the KKK, and they have one survivor. Nobody ever talks about her. Her last name is Collins. And my denomination is doing a symposium and a seminar about her. They're interviewing her and asking her questions about what had happened. So just a news break. That's something that we need to remember, that the basis of this country, unfortunately, is based, and it always has been and it always will be, based upon race. Sad that it has to come down to that. Because if you look at the whole process, and I've said it before, while the ink was still wet, ink hadn't even dried yet because they used fountain pens then. Script pens then. They owned slaves. So-called people that we say were the founding fathers, they weren't Christian. They didn't care anything about Christianity. They didn't care anything about the Lord. They were deists. Look up what a deist is. Go look it up. They were into panentheism. And pantheism, that's what they didn't care anything about the Bible or reading scripture. So my point is just to break things up this minute here. Let's not forget some significant things happening because it's part of a those four little girls, I believe, this is a hermeneutic on my part. If you want to look up what a hermeneutic is, that's Dr. Simpson. The hermeneutic that takes place, those four little girls that I believe are angels, going to face those people that placed the bomb, that blew up that church.
Yeah, That's my news break,
William. I'm done.
That's okay. All right. Yeah. Good point. I mean, excellent point there, and they should be remembered. It is really horrific when you think about what's going on with this country. I do agree with you, Dr. Sims. There's corruption, and there is corruption on both sides. But like I said, I'm keeping score. And so, what do? You vote for. Look here. The lesser of two evils. Let's put it like that. But I'm looking at the ones that I think that are doing the most, most for the country. Okay? I'm looking at a whole lot of, my point was, is that if you look at, this guy, Trump was talking about, he only put in the best people. About 13 of his top, executives went to jail. That's never happened before. Never happened before. Okay? Are you talking about everybody from Paul Manafort to Michael Flynn to this guy Peter Navarro and just so many grimy people there? All right. Now, also, when is the last time a president of the United States had 91 felony charges against him? 91. 91. Okay. Now, I know some of y'all, I know some of you guys out there want to hang Biden, but how many felony charges does he have? How many? You get a wild guess. Zero. Zero. Okay. So let's call balls and strikes. Okay. Let's call balls and strikes. So I'm looking at one party being more corrupt than the other. Like I said, I'm going to vote for somebody and it's not going to be Republican. Cause one time in my past,
I'm enamored about the age.
Okay, well, I can understand that. Well, we have someone in California right now. Who's that representative? That she's really old. I mean, just having some. I'm trying to think. She's been in. Was she a senator? Oh my God! Oh,
yes.
She was the House Speaker. Remember, she was
not Nancy Pelosi. No, I'm talking
about the dark-haired one.
You're talking about Feinstein.
Yeah, Feinstein.
Yeah, now she. Yeah, Feinstein. She's not doing well either. She's not doing well, and she should step down.
And Mitch McConnell is neither.
McConnell should step down.
He's standing there with a conference, and he's just like he's having some kind of attack or something.
He froze,
and he's done it more than one time.
Yes.
Yeah,
you're right. I agree.
He's like in his 80s. He's in his 80s.
Yeah.
Now again too.
And his staff ain't like they used to happening too.
Okay, I don't want y'all coming after me because I told y'all the president was I was his boss. It's not that deep.
Hey, look.
But anyway, I'm just
saying, you are.
All right, but listen. Okay, but listen. Biden, to me, when he does his speech, his wording is off kilter. And people are saying, what is he saying? And I do question as well, what is he saying? Now, I'm not for sure. Does he have some kind of conviction?
He has a speech impediment. He's always had a speech impediment.
The point where, okay. But to me, it appears like it's getting worse and worse. Okay. Mm-hmm. To the point where now, it's not making too much sense, if I can say that. Mm-hmm. When I listen to him on the last few, interviews that he did with the media, not the media, but reporters. And he was reading something because he had to read it. And it just appears to me that he's having a greater problem. In other words, to me, it's getting worse.
Okay.
And so I'm just like, you know what? Maybe they should look into, if you want to get some real juice going on, and I use that word lightly, on in the White House, get some young blood in there, okay? Mm-hmm. Get some young blood who's quick in thinking, who has qualities for debating and getting a resolve. You have people who are out there who can do it and who don't have records, okay? I'm just saying, all right? Because if you go through that Senate,
I know, right?
Half of them got some records going on and they hide stuff. Listen, we can say what we want to say, but a whole lot of them got some secrets up in there. Okay?
Well, I don't doubt it.
And if they want it to be revealed, they will put it out on the table. It depends on who they on the hunt with. Okay. I know the deal, the hustle with power, who they want to hunt and who they want to kill character. They do that. They're doing that in the music world. They're doing that in the movie world industry. They will put on the chopping block who is your turn. If you don't dance to the music, okay, if you don't do what we say for you to do, guess what? You're going to be an outcast. Now, Marjorie Taylor Greene, they should have ousted her a long time ago, but they need her silliness in there, okay? Mm-hmm. And so she's going to be who she is, right? And then you have a few others up in there who are going to be, who's that Cruz, Ted Cruz? Is that
Oh, Lord is? Jesus. You have Cancun Cruz.
That brother right there, he needs to politely hold that one finger they hold up in the church and walk out, okay? And never come back, okay? I'm just saying.
Mm-hmm.
Never come back because he is not representing you. I'm just speaking in general. He's not representing me. He's representing himself. And
of
he's
course.
Argumentative, okay? And to me, there's no resolve to me in his logic. He's always trying to bring people down from even making a conscious decision on change. Mm-hmm. And so he has to flex. To me, he's narcissism. He's a narcissistic individual. He has to be on the top of everything, as far as I'm concerned. But yet his personal life to me is a raggedy mess. And so my thing is, these are the kind of examples that we're having in front of the American people. So no wonder the world is going to hell in the handbasket. Who are you going to look to? You got some charlatans and Dr. Jimmy, you know I'm going here. The church, they messed up too, okay? Some, a whole lot of them, okay? Mm-hmm. You got school system is jacked up, okay? Mm-hmm. They're messing with our children. And these are some of the things we need to be looking at, because we can argue about them all day long, okay? Mm-hmm. But our children are being affected mm-hmm. with what's going on, to the point where doctors are asking the children, what is your gender? Well, come on, dude. You a doctor. You see his private parts. You gonna make him make a conscious decision at 5 years old in your office while you're doing an examination? The child just don't eat Cocoa Puffs today, and then tomorrow decides he wants to be a male child. And see, these are the interjections that this society is going to hell in a handbasket, because the White House is messed up. It's divided. And William, I understand what you're saying. I understand that, you know, some are making some strides and some are doing some things. But if you look at the whole gamut of things, a house divided is surely going to fall. It is what it is. What they need to do is put down their swords, put down their opinions, come together and say, this is the American people issue, not my issue. This is American people issue. And my way of doing things hasn't worked in the past. That's on both sides. On both sides, you may have had a little work over here and a little work over here, but for the whole big picture, no. And I think they need to come together, okay? So they need to listen to the American people. We got some sense now.
Oh, I agree. They do need to listen to us. Like I said, I'm keeping score, and right now, if there were a Republican, a serious Republican that I knew that was going to do the best for the country, do the best for my community, do the best for my children, and so forth and so on, I would vote for him. If he made more sense, if I thought he was a better candidate than the other one. You know, like I said, years and years and years ago, I think I may have voted Republican once. Okay, I may have. I believe I have. It's been so long ago. But the point that I'm getting at, I do want somebody who does look out for people. Now, because you know the opinion most people have about politicians. They said, look here, you know how you tell a politician's lying when he starts moving his lips? That's what...
Come on now.
I go along with that. Okay. A lot of them. I already know. But what I'm saying, I'm keeping score, and I'm looking at who's trying to do what, and I'm looking at who's not doing anything, you know, except for trying to do it. They want to launch an impeachment inquiry on Joe Biden. If Joe Biden is guilty of something, then you do what's necessary legally to take care of him. I have no problem with it. Oh, I have no problem with that. If you are a crooked Democrat and you need to go be in prison, lock him up. I don't care. That doesn't matter. You know, so I'm not taking sides that way. I'm just looking at, I'm looking at who is doing what, and I'm looking at who is blocking what's going on. Like I said, the Republicans right now, they're threatening to shut down the White House again, I believe, come October. Now, the Democrats aren't doing that. They tried to not raise the debt limit a few months back, and wanted the America to go into default. Trump even said, well, let them go into default. Now, he said when he was in president, that should never happen. When the reporter asked him on stage when he did that townhouse, that rigged townhouse, because it was full of Republicans, and said, Mr. Trump, you said that the debt ceiling should never be threatened. Why is it now? He said, because I'm not president, arrogantly speaking. That's what he said. Come on now. They're threatening to shut down. The police officers won't get paid. Fire department will not get paid. All your social services, they will not get paid. Okay? And who's doing that? It's not the Democrats that's doing it.
But why would they ask him anything? He's not the president.
Okay, no. Okay, all I'm saying is that was when he had the town hall meeting a few months back. But again, the Republicans are threatening to shut down the country again. They threatened the debt ceiling. Mm-hmm. That's all default. If you don't give us what we want, we're going to shut down the country. Now, who are they working for? It's not us. And now they've got to vote again on the budget. They got to vote again, and they got to vote again on the budget coming up. I believe it is in October, I think. All right. They're threatening to shut it down again. If the Senate won't defund Jack Smith, who's investigating Trump? Well, if you do it now, they're trying to, and Jim Jordan wrote Fannie Willis a letter demanding he wants to see some records from her. He has no jurisdiction there. Why is he meddling in with that? He has nothing to do with that. That's not a Republican doing that. And your take.
Okay. I agree wholeheartedly that human beings, period, are not wholeheartedly good. All of us have the capacity to do something bad.
True.
And that includes our politicians. When you give people a little bit of power, I don't care if it's the manager at McDonald's or the president of the United States, that whatever authority they have can go to their head. Now, that's just in general. However, I do believe that it's not real difficult for any of us to look and see who's been breaking the democratic system that we have here, who has the country leaning more towards an autocracy than a democratic nation. Our system of government isn't perfect, but we are on a precarious cliff right now.
Mm-hmm.
And if we don't pull back from the brink, America is going to fall. If you think that won't be a bad thing, you need to think about how much of a leader America is for the whole world. If mm-hmm. this country falls, I don't think it'll be a long before the rest of the free world follows, because they all depend on America to do the heavy lifting. So we've got a whole lot of work to do. Everything isn't perfect here. Like William was talking about the local elections. It used to be nobody really cared who was on the school board. Nobody really knew what was going on with the people who counted the votes, who handled the elections. Nobody really cared about that. You have people tell you to your face, I only vote for, in the big things. I don't vote for, in the small elections. They didn't know what was going on locally, didn't care what was going on locally. Now your school board is in the news, not your local news, the world news on
the world news, right?
Because they are banning books, because they don't want to teach what really happened in America's history, instead of, what they wanted to say, so that their kid doesn't have to know, oh, their ancestors enslaved Black people back in the day. And it is crazy. And this is not, these are not people who are Democrats who are doing this. These are those who represent the minority of people, but they are loud and they are vicious and they are violent. January 6th is proof of that. If you think they won't do it again, they are publicly proclaiming right now as we speak, Trump 2024 or die. Some people have interpreted that to mean that they're in a cult and they're going to kill themselves. But I'm like, no.
They're coming after you, partner.
Yeah, that's the threat they made towards Pence and the other people. If you don't do what we want you to do, we will kill you. And and this is what we are dealing with. We have a domestic terrorism problem that's basically presented itself in a political form, to the point now where people now equate Christianity with terrorism in this country.
Isn't that something?
Because of the white Christian nationalists. Yeah. They're the ones who are pushing this political agenda. As a Christian, that is offensive to me on so many different levels. and I agree with Reverend Demery, it's a sign of the times. it's very likely things are going to get worse instead of getting better because we're getting closer to the climax of this thing. But at the same time, for us to sit back and watch this and not call a spade, not to get behind those people who are doing their jobs and trying to uphold the rule of law, trying to hold the people who have blatantly violated the law, violated people's rights, threatened our democracy, undermined it before the whole world. If we sit back and we don't support those people, if we let these, you know, small, vicious, loud, barking dogs get away with what they are doing, we're just as much at fault. Mm-hmm. And that's just the way I see it. It's one thing to say, yeah, they all dogs, they all crazy. True, they all have problems. Right now, what is the priority? You know what I'm saying? If you are in your house and you got a hole in the roof, but there's a fire in the kitchen, which one you gonna tend to first? Are you gonna go outside and patch the hole, or are you gonna go to the kitchen and put out the fire? We have a fire going on.
That's exactly right.
Put out the fire.
Absolutely. Yes. And I couldn't agree more. And see, the thing about it also, you're right, and because it looks like that there are certain people in the Republican Party that they want a dictatorship. They want a dictatorship.
They do.
I'm telling you
it's
right now.
It's heading there.
And I don't think that any of us on this panel want that to happen. I know we don't. It can't be. We can't just throw. That's fine. I don't believe it. Okay, and I have a right to my beliefs. I don't believe that. Okay, and so and if that is true, what you're saying, why even bother? Why even have this conversation? Mm-hmm. Why even vote? We might as well just go and give up.
But William, and I heard Ann, and her dialogue is very good. And you know, everybody has a right to their opinion, as we all do.
You do.
But the handwriting is on the wall. It's on the wall. Because if you see what they're pushing, and they're pushing it quite speedily, mm-hmm. They're wanting, and I can't get away from AI for my life. I can't. Because it's taking over everything in quite a rapid way, mm-hmm. to the point it is making it look like it's a convenient, but it is a specific source of controlling one to find out where you are, whether you can buy or sell. I believe who was at the Canada? They took away their dollars, and they're now doing something that's AI. Mike, I don't know if you're familiar with this, where they have to. Even their medical cards, everything is going to be documented on this one system where, you know, they have to go and scan their, I don't know how all the ramifications, but it's going to be a worldwide thing. Now, I don't know if you all noticed that. Is it China and one of them foreign countries have linked together, and what they're doing it. Thank you. What they're doing is they're devaluing the American dollar. They're coming together. I think Africa's in on this too, if I'm not mistaken. They are getting together, and they're getting together to come to an agreement, which I believe they've already done this, or it's in the works, where they are on the hunt. In fact, I know America is the leader of a lot of things. But we also have a lot of dissatisfied customers, can I say that, mm-hmm. in that light, who does not like what is going on right now. And we're overwhelmed with what's going on in America, but our other countries are coming together, and they're unifying together to come against the American nation. And so... And when I say it's in Revelations, it is inevitable. I mean, yes, everybody has a right to their belief. And that book, the Word of God, I believe it. I know it was inspiration done by
given to men. And Dr. Demery, I don't, you could probably agree or disagree, but I believe that the word of God was an inspiration by God given to men to write the words of life to us. And Revelation talks about the nation that gets into bed with that harlot Jezebel. And if you look at the ramification of Jezebel, she is like what is going on today. I'm telling you, it is, and a lot of people are afraid of that book. I'm not, because it is what it is. And it's telling, the word of God is history. And I don't know if you agree or disagree, but the word of God is history. And yes, we are disgruntled by a whole lot of things. I'm disgruntled about the divide in my family. And a lot of it's the divide in the family is like, it's to me, it's design. Everybody's got to be politically correct when they're not correct at all. If they just sit down and get past their little feelings, because what it is, they're wearing their feelings on their shoulders. And nine times out of 10, when you get with them, you're going to have to go back and say, I'm sorry in the first place, because if you're going to meet glory, you're going to meet God, you can't carry hatred and bitterness there. So it is what it is, folks. And I'm a realist when it comes to the betterment of myself. Okay. If everybody would get better themselves and get together with others. Now we can talk about, and you made a statement, and yes, we are looking at who's doing what. And yes, I vote on what I feel is going to be the betterment for the state. Okay. For the United States. But when I see a lot of things, and yeah, they're doing some things, but when I see a lot of things that are just the opposite, it's not really a sure thing is what I'm trying to say. Right. It's not a sure thing, because there's changes that comes down the line. And I know we have a certain party that votes against this one, votes against that. It's still a tug of war. I don't care what anybody says. It is a tug of war for power. And we have to look at it like that. Mm-hmm. It is just a blatant tug of war. Yes. We have a Democrat in office now. Yes, he's doing some things. Yes, we had a renegade that was in there before, street smart, hustling. He was a businessman, okay? And just like a little mafia in the White House, okay?
Yeah, he was a mafia.
I'm just saying. And so whatever their history is, where they came from, that's why I say we have to look at things at face value. The characteristics of each individual who runs for office. And I think a deeper probe need to be done behind some of these charlatans that get up there talking about, I'm going to do this and do that. And I don't know if that's in place where they look at their background work, because some stuff that's coming out now is like, it make your jaw drop because of their lifestyles. Okay. Well, and so.
I'm sorry.
Let me address something that William said a minute ago, which is the case for a lot of people. He's not the only one that has this opinion, which I respect.
Of course.
But here is the issue. It doesn't matter whether you believe it or not. It really doesn't matter. Mm-hmm. What matters is if you sit back and you have hope. I get up, William, every Sunday, and I preach hope to people. I don't preach gloom or doom. I don't preach to get them to believe what I'm saying. I get them to believe in hope. I get them to believe that things are going to get better. But I'm also a realist when I tell them, if you believe in parts of the scripture, you can't cast out the parts that you don't want to believe because you don't want to believe in it.
Exactly.
But the point being is that I get up every Sunday and I believe that there is hope. I believe that we can turn things around. I believe that we can put things off, because a lot of the scholars, and this is a little controversial, and that's okay whether you disagree with me or not. When Revelation was written, when John wrote Revelation, a lot of scholars believe that he was writing it for their time, not for our time.
Okay,
but the
then.
Point being is that if we believe, those things are going to come to pass. But the point being is that I think for a lot of people that have the position that you do, William, need to realize that there is hope, that we do believe in hope. We do believe that things can be turned around. That's why we have this show. We're trying to talk to people to get them to change their perspective and not necessarily believe, it doesn't matter whether they believe it or not, but realize that we're not going to give up, you know? We're not going to just throw in the towel and say, okay, well, it's all going to happen anyway. Well, then what am I fighting for?
Right.
Well, I think we still have to continue to get up every day, throw our shoulders back and our head up and say, you know what? I can make a difference.
Right.
And that's what you do in the show, William. You make a difference. You allow us to agree to disagree. You allow us to have our own opinion. And that's what's great about it. And because when you cease talking and when you cease discussing things, that's where the real tragedy takes place. You know, and Ann has said it before. I've said it before that the problem is going to be not that the bad people were so bad. It was that the good people did nothing.
Kept their mouth shut. You,
right.
Absolutely. Mike, your take?
Yeah.
I'm just listening and enjoying this conversation.
Okay.
Can I say something to you, William? Oh. I wasn't throwing stones at anybody. I want you to. Sometimes I come out. Okay, but sometimes I come out very, very abrupt. Okay,
that's fine.
I'm trying to work on that. But
We love you.
Yeah, no, you don't have
okay,
to. No apology
so
necessary.
I appreciate the love. I appreciate it. But
William,
no, I was just saying, and I was getting ready to hit there.
Oh, I do.
Oh, okay.
I'm fine.
And
Mike and I, we have this.
But anyway, what I was going to say is that the way the difference can be made, because we have a lot of people who sit in their living rooms and who sit in their cars and who discuss the issues. But we have a voice, and you know, I've said this before, we have a voice and we need to get out and share our voices. There was one gentleman I saw, I believe he was on TikTok. He said, if we would, And I know media, you're going to hear this, but I'm repeating something this gentleman says, and I'll find it for you in case you want to know who I got it from. But he said that our voices are our actions, and our actions is not to sit there and do absolutely nothing when you know that there need to be a resolve. And so what you need to do is if we would get together, first we have to unify, okay? Mend the bridges. Forget about the culture differences and the colors of our skin. But if we were to get together and we would share our dissatisfactions as a nation, somebody up there in that White House is going to stand up and pay attention, if not all of them. Because we, folks, and I keep saying that, we are the bosses, okay? And without us, and that's one of the things I did in corporate, without us, there is no you, okay, in those prominent positions, because there will be no need for you because there's no us. Mm-hmm. You can't work for nobody. There's no, you know, nothing given to anybody, no changes. So, and I heard you, William, say, well, we might as well say anything. No, my thing is we're not doing anything, okay? That's my gripe, is we sit in our living rooms. And, yeah, this platform is great because it's nationwide, but I'm talking for the most part. You have people sitting up there sucking on the chicken bone and doing absolutely nothing. You don't have to be comical. You don't have to be comical.
A chicken bone, Dr. Sim. A chicken bone. Okay.
Sucking on a chicken bone.
Oh,
and
Lord
talking
Jesus.
About shoulda, coulda, woulda, and I do this and do that, and they're not doing anything.
That's
but
a
talk.
Chicken, though. You
okay.
Got to suck the bone.
No, and see, as far as I'm concerned, no, oh Lord Jesus, help them. They out of control. I've lost control. Mike, I've lost control.
Happens to me on Thursday nights.
Oh, I see what Mike has up there. Wow, Will never listens to me. I just caught that. Okay, thank you, Mike.
You know, every week, or for the last few months, I have changed that.
I think
the last one I had up there was, it's not easy being green. Nobody caught it.
How did you see that?
Yeah, I change it all the time.
Okay.
I've been doing that for months.
I know one time you had hid away in the hills of Redlands or something one time or something.
Oh, that's when I used to do the radio program out here off Keller Peak. One of my catchphrases was, this KG6WSL, Mike, Hidden in the Hills of Redlands.
Hidden in the Hills of Redlands. Oh, and something you said, Dr. Sims, also, and I do want to cover, we got 20 minutes left. I want to switch subjects a little bit and get to what you were saying about AI. Since we're talking about voting and elections and things like that, there was something that I saw last week, and I didn't catch the whole story of it, about China is doing something with AI to interfere with our elections. Now, what I can say also is that with AI also, they are creating false ads. We talked about this on this program, how they can listen to either one of us for a few minutes and copy our voices. And they can have us, in other words, they can make a commercial with our voices, with our likeness, and it does, and it's not even us. Several months ago, Mike sent a
deep fakes. They're called
deep fakes.
It's called deep fakes when you when you take someone's likeness and turn it into a movie that and then cover the wording up with what you want, and they match the mouth too, so that the words they're speaking matches their mouth. So there's a whole program out there that people buy or get, and it's called deep fakes.
That's what something we really should be.
Well, that's what Dr. Demery. Hollywood is on strike right now.
Hollywood is striking about that.
Yes, right. I was getting ready to say that. Because AI is
striking about that right now.
Yep. Yeah. You're exactly right. And so
they say that AI is taking over, William. I'm sorry. Let me.
No, go ahead. Go on.
The Writers Guild and also the actors are out there picketing. They've been doing it for going on 4 months now.
Oh, wow.
And they're so insensitive in the upper echelon. They're so insensitive. They said when they start losing their cars and their homes and this and that and the other, they'll come back. So they really don't really want to do a resolve. And so what the Actors Guild and the Writers Guild are saying is that what's happening is AI is going to take over. So like I said, they're doing the holograms. Remember, you see in the movies where they did it with Ellen DeGeneres. She was in somebody's living room, but it really wasn't her. It was actually AI who had the figure of her and talking. And the movie, the people who do the movies, the actors, AI can do a dissimulation and make it look like it's you and make it look like it's you acting and talking.
Absolutely. Okay?
So we're so, like I said, we're overwhelmed with television. We don't know what's real, if it's live or Memorex. Mm. It is what it is, but they're, and Dr. Demery, I know you know this, they're out there picketing and more of them are getting out there and they can't even come to a resolve. What they're trying to do is when they get the residuals from reruns and things like that, there's a man that showed his check. He only got like $15.90. And he said the money is going to the upper echelon. Okay. It's not coming down to them. So their money is being tainted, messed with. And so everybody is suffering here. And so, it's going to me, it's going to be more and more people who are going to get out there and try to do something by sharing their voice.
Well, you know, we had this, when we had this program before, and I think Mike had some stats on that, was talking about the numbers of the jobs that can be created with AI. However, the people don't have the information or the, I wouldn't say the intellect, the skills or the knowledge to be able to keep up so they can get the jobs. Yeah, the jobs will be there.
You take some of the fast food workers and such and you replace with kiosks instead of a checker, and you replace the cooking machinery with something that's fully automated. So all those entry level jobs, are going to disappear. But they said a great percentage of new jobs are going to be created because of AI. The problem is the people don't have the education.
Right.
The skills. The entry level jobs, these people haven't garnered the skills yet to go into the higher end skills like AI and such. So who are they really hurting? They're hurting the low income families.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
With the AI.
Yeah. And you know, I saw, and to the rest of the panel, I saw, this example of this store that had zero, workers there. Like you walk in and some kind of zero workers.
I sent it to you.
You sent that to me. Yep. And they had zero workers there. You just walk in and I guess you have to, they scan your card or whatever they do and you go in and shop and buy anything you want, but it's self checkout. You know, self checkout. Now look at the people who, how many people it would normally take to run a grocery store. I mean, you talk about a lot of people. Look how many grocery stores there are. Look how many convenience stores there are. Look at stores in general. You know, pretty soon they could turn our department stores into that, right?
They could turn they're already starting. You don't know that? They're already starting. Well, in some cities, Amazon. They have things, yes, they have food behind, they have cameras everywhere, okay, to do face recognition. They have where you when you do your checkout, you just scan your groceries and you just hit your card on it. Or they have it where you can hit the item with your card and you don't have to go through a check register because you've already scanned it out.
Right.
So
and it automatically charges your account.
Yes, absolutely. Chinatown already has robots in restaurants. I'm telling you, it's so quiet. They have no waitresses and waiters. It's this robot that goes around and it brings them their food. Of course, you have to put your plate on the robot when you're done. It even sings happy birthday to you.
Oh, Lord.
Okay?
That's creepy. That's creepy. You got a robot singing happy birthday to you? Oh, my goodness.
And her issue was, she says nobody is, and I knew that was a lie, because you don't have to pay a robot. Okay, she bought the robot one price. But here's the deal. You don't have to pay anybody else, right?
Of course.
She says, nobody is coming in putting applications into our store. She's lying because she likes what is being given at the time. And so it's such a convenience now. They're not going to hire anybody, okay? It's ridiculous.
No, that's because the rich. Now, I've got a question for the panel. Do you think, now, there was a theory a few years ago that I read about there are certain powers to be that really want to reduce the society, the population reduction. Okay. So if you're taking someone's wages or their health benefits away from them or their money or whatever it is, you got homeless people that's getting out of control. And if you don't have proper medical care, a number of people going to die. Okay. Of course we've got these mass shootings and all these other things. Or what about COVID? Now, I said before that I believe that was something that was released out of a laboratory. I never once believed that somebody ate a bat sandwich. I never once believed that. Okay.
You know that's the truth. Come on now.
All right.
They ain't no bat.
Okay. Would, so, but the question,
would,
not
would
question.
That be like a bat and cheese? A bat and cheese?
Ew.
A grilled bat and cheese sandwich. Is that what you said, Mike?
Ew.
Like a ham and cheese, only bat and cheese.
That is horrible.
Oh, Lord. Ew. What did you say, Dr. Demery?
Hold the wings.
Oh, my goodness. So, I was asking a serious question, folks. Let's get back. Do you believe that there are certain people that really want to reduce the number of people on this earth?
Yes. Yes. Look at the food industry right now. How many different massive food businesses have mysteriously burnt down or their crops were ruined? They had how many cattle down in Texas? They had like 3,000 cattle.
There was a herd of cattle that was
like 3,000.
A bomb. And fire around them and killed them.
Okay.
Yes.
And now.
And then remember what happened with the formula, right? They shut down the formula company that was producing like a third of all formula.
That's
shut
right.
It down for a bacteria that wasn't even in the baby food.
Absolutely.
Well, they want to give us genetically modified organisms, okay? They want you to become an organism, okay? Instead of human, they don't want us to eat the. Because this food, let me tell you something. I told you I brought I love chicken flats. And I bought them from Walmart. And I'm going to tell you. And Walmart is one of the pilot facilities that they're putting some of this genetically modified meat that they're growing in plants and stuff, okay? In warehouses. I'll use that so people understand. But I bought some package for a party, right? And I just eat a few, you know, every now and again. So I had some more left, and I was going to make homemade soup with it. But I saw this, and I saw when I first opened it, there was a real flat, I thought was chicken, right? Mm-hmm. How come at the end, as I was getting ready to defrost the last few that I had, I looked at it a little further. How come it had two molar teeth and a sharp teeth in the front?
What?
I'm not sucking on them bones.
Wait a minute. Let me tell you something.
Chicken with teeth?
I called my daughter. And I, listen, I still have it. I froze it. And I said, I am going to call Walt. It had two molars right here and a sharp teeth, one sharp tooth. And I touched it because I thought maybe it was the pick. I said, but chickens don't have molars. They don't have teeth.
They don't have teeth.
And this was in, but here's what got me too.
This sounds weird.
The other few pieces that I ate, I had to take when I took a bite of them. Some portions of the meat taste weird to me. Okay. Ooh. So that's genetically modified stuff. And then a man bought some, chicken breast. And when he cooked them, he went to cut it or he went to pick it up and eat it. It started breaking apart like little strings, strings. This is the stuff that they're creating for us, folks. Okay. Wow. This is what they are doing to us. Okay.
That's kind of weird.
So I don't know what they want us to turn in. It is very weird. But mine is actually, I took my daughter said, Mom, need to take a video of this. I'm going to. And you guys, I'll shoot you the video and let you see what it looks like.
Yeah.
Because it is weird.
That is really strange.
I've never seen anything like that. It's weird.
I read an article last week. And again, I didn't vet it, but it makes sense to me. They said that over the last 20 years, women's breast size have gone from an average of like 32 or 34, something like that, up to like 38 to 42 now, just over the last 20 years. So don't tell me that this genetically altered food isn't having an effect on us physically.
You know,
if I can find that article, I'll try to send it out to you.
I would reduce it down to this. I know I get accused of always reducing things to the dark side and to the light. But I believe that it's not about the government. It's not about, you know, some hidden agenda that people have to, you know, cause us to eat GMO and all this other kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that the issue comes down to the dark side and the light. And when you let Satan's agenda take over and process things the way that Satan wants to process things. Because some people believe that Satan is, you know, this scaly, red, bifurcated tail individual carrying a pitchfork. That is Hollywood's version of Satan. Satan is a beautiful woman with, thank you, Mike, size 40.
Wait a minute, why does it got to be a woman?
And all that kind of stuff. Because Satan
it's better than looking like William.
Why you got to bring out a woman?
Satan can appear any way that they want to.
Right, but you said woman.
That's right. Just like if you think God is a male, you are sadly mistaken.
He has no agenda. We'll see.
So the point that I'm trying to make is that the agenda is going to be between the dark side and between the light. And if you end up leaning towards the dark side, and you know what I mean when I say dark side, and I think you know what I mean when I say light, the sons of darkness and the daughters and the sisters of light, that is what is going to prevail. Mm-hmm. And that is where we're headed.
Mm-hmm. Let me, you know, there's one catalyst here that speaking of darkness, Think about AI. Think about people having a lack of medical care and all of that. You know, it all comes down to, and even racism, money. Think about it. It is the catalyst of it all. And then you said it earlier, Dr. Sims, that the love. Now we all know we need money to survive, but it's the love. If the money starts, you start worshiping money, okay, over God, then you're gonna have some issues. And I would say the problems that we have right now, it all because of greed, money, all of it. It all ties in. Why in the world would they even want to even consider AI? AI in some cases are good. I like my GPS. I like that. Okay. I like doing things when I'm typing, stuff like that. However, it's gotten to the point now when you start replacing people, what does it come down to? Because they know once they buy the equipment, all the equipment has to do is be maintained. You don't need a bunch of people anymore. Money, right? Take racism, for instance.
Yeah.
Money. It's all about money. If you think about it, it's the catalyst for the evil that's going on in society. That's my take. We got 5 minutes. Any last thoughts, Anne?
Well, Dr. Sam said something earlier that I just wanted to go ahead and mention before we leave. And she mentioned that China and Russia and some other mm-hmm. countries are trying to organize against the United States. And that's definitely a fact. Prior to Russia's war with Ukraine, Russia's president and the president of China held a joint conference where they said there was going to be a new world order. Mm-hmm. And they have continued to say that over the last 18 months or so. If I'm not mistaken, there was an article last week where the president of India, or prime minister of India, whatever he's called, said the same thing. Mm-hmm. And I believe India, it was one of those countries that's now a part of the organization with China, Russia, and a lot of other countries. And they are trying to gain strength so that they can be a counter to the United States and NATO.
Mm-hmm. Oh, wow. You just froze up, Ann. Oh, wow. She just froze up. And she's exactly right about that. Hopefully she'll come back and she'll tell us about her show too. Mike, any last thoughts?
I want to go along with China for just a second here. Anne, did you want to finish your thought? You froze up. No? Okay. So on China, here you are.
Anne?
Okay. Can you hear me better now?
Yes.
Hello?
Yes.
Okay,
go on.
Awesome. So, I believe that makes it more imperative than ever that we shore up our pillars of democracy for us and the rest of the country and the rest of the world. Because if we do not, you know, we talked about everybody having different opinions. You can do that here. You cannot do this in Russia. You cannot this in China. You cannot do this in a lot of places in the Middle East that are basically joining with China and Russia to create this counterbalance, so to speak, mm-hmm. to the United States. And so if Russia succeeds in undermining United States democracy, which is what it did when it put Trump in office, and the end result that they want is that we no longer have a democracy, then the rest of the world eventually will not have a democracy. Now, what I think will happen before we get to that point is that there will be something like another world war, and the different sides are shaping up as to who would be in that world war. You got China and North Korea already
mm-hmm.
supporting Russia. I think the North Koreans are even now at least being accused of giving Russia more ammunition in the war. Mm-hmm. Not to mention the fact that they've already got China's backing and China's tiptoeing towards giving them more and more support. And a lot of that is because China wants to do the same thing that Russia's done to Ukraine in Taiwan in order to take it. And so if you get these people, these autocratic societies lined up together, and there's a weakened United States, like for instance, mm-hmm. you got Trump in the White House again, who likes autocrats, who will not do anything to counter them, we're going to be in big trouble, folks.
Yep. And your show airs when?
Shows on Saturday.
I think Mike's trying to say something.
No, I was going.
I'll be brief. I'll be brief. And that ties in with China because they have what's called social scores now. And mm-hmm. if you don't toe the line and you don't march in step with the regime that's in charge, mm-hmm. then they diminish your social score to the point where they can lock up your bank accounts. They can dictate where you live and where you can't live. They can dictate what kind of car you can buy and not buy. They dictate what jobs you can apply for, and they can punish you if you don't toe the line. And again, it's all done electronically with AI. So just like they mm-hmm. did in Canada, they froze, remember the truck strike?
Yep.
The big truck strike. Mm-hmm. They froze those guys and gals. They froze their bank accounts. They couldn't get their money to feed their kids.
I didn't know that part. Oh my gosh.
Yes.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah.
So yeah, that's just barbaric. And China's doing it. And if China gets away with it, other countries like the countries Anne was just mentioning, they'll fall in lockstep with it too. If it works, if it's a way they can, if they can control, like Dr. Sims is talking about, if they can control the masses, that's all they got to do. They can dictate everything.
Yeah, absolutely.
Thank you.
And we certainly couldn't have this show, could we? In Russia,
no, we'd be in jail.
They'll be knocking on your door when you finish.
That's exactly
you
right.
You couldn't do what we're doing right here. You couldn't do in Canada right now either.
Wow. I didn't know that. Sure.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
I didn't know that.
And Canada used to be a pretty free state, and now they're getting locked down and bound.
That's absolutely incredible. That's incredible. Mike, well, when is our show?
Whenever we feel like doing it.
Oh, no.
No structure. No rhyme or reason.
It's on Thursday evening, 5 o'clock West Coast time, 8 o'clock East Coast time. And it's not serious like what we do here on the Boomerang.
No.
It's about good music and being a little silly and having a good time and giving people the chance to decompress from their day or their week or whatever. So William and I, we're not too serious on Coast.
Well, it's certainly not as serious. No, we're not serious at all on that show. You know, because we can't have two or three Boomerangs in a week. I can't take it. Dr. Sims, last word. Sir. You've got a minute. Please. Okay. Dr. Sims.
Come see me Thursday at 4 p.m. John and Miss Cece's Kitchen. It's going to be saucy. Okay.
Uh-oh.
So come on in and join us. And we're going to talk about what we're going to talk about.
You know, hey, folks, she was being mild. Saucy. Yeah, okay. It's hot. Okay. Dr. Demery, where's the Mentone Congregational Church?
We are on the corner of Beryl Avenue. Yeah. We're on the corner of Beryl Avenue and Highway 38 in Mentone, California. Services are at 10 a.m. We have a gospel concert coming up November 11th, Saturday. Come listen to some good music, and we're going to feed you.
Amen. Amen. And Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries and Teens Talk Truth. I think she froze up again on us. Well, ladies and gentlemen, the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries radio show.
She's back.
And the Eden as an Act of Worship Ministries show and Teens Talk Truth. Okay. We can't hear you.
Can't hear you.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Well, let me just share. Eden is an Act of Worship Ministries airs every Saturday, 9 a.m. on the West Coast, 11 a.m. Central Standard Time, and noon here on the East Coast. And Teens Talk Truth, 10 o'clock on the West Coast. That makes it 12 o'clock Central Time and 1 o'clock right here on the East Coast. And like Mike said, join us Thursday. For Dr. Sims and Mad Mike while we're coast to coast. And check us out the rest of the week, folks. Got some great program. Hey, guys, thank you. Good conversation. Enjoyed every bit of it. And you guys have a wonderful, wonderful week. And Dr. Sims and Mike, I'll see you Thursday, and I'll see you Saturday. Have a good day, folks.
Bye-bye.
Enjoy. All righty. All right, ladies and gentlemen, here we go. Kim Waiters, Heart Seeker, right here on the Buzz, Studio W.